Now, I love stories of accidental findings. There have been many, from penicillin to Viagra and beyond. Sildenafil, that's Viagra, was just a heart drug until they noticed it helped erectile dysfunction. Now it seems that another heart drug, this time one that stops the platelets in your blood from starting the clotting process, may have an unexpected effect as an antibiotic. This follows the observation that people on the drug ticagrelor seem to have a lower risk of dying of infection. It also seems to help people who have pneumonia. At the moment, ticagrelor is used to prevent thrombosis, clotting, when people have had cardiac stents or bypass surgery or are experiencing a threatened heart attack. But according to Belgian research, ticagrelor may be even more effective at killing certain bacteria than one of the most powerful and indeed toxic antibiotics currently available. And what's more, it seems to be specific to ticagrelor and nothing to do with its effects on platelets. On the line from Belgium is Patrizio Lanzotti, who is a professor of cardiology at the University of Liège, and I spoke to him just before we went to air.
We did several in vitro studies trying to understand if ticagrelor or any metabolite can have antibacterial activity.
Just to decode that for the audience, an in vitro study is in the test tube effectively. And when you're talking about metabolites, is that when you absorb a drug, the body often turns it into another drug, which is the drug that's actually most effective.
Yeah, and we use what is called disc diffusion assay.
And effectively, and just so that people have got a mental image of this, you've got a circular dish on which you're growing a germ, a bacterium, and you drop in, it's normally an antibiotic, you drop in to see what the kill effect is in a halo around the drug.
Yeah.
And when you did that, what did you find?
First thing, we did this series of in vitro studies with Staphylococcus, and we observed that Staphylococcus are killed very quickly, even more rapidly than a conventional antibiotic like vancomycin. It was a fantastic observation that we did. When we start with staphylococcus that are sensitive to any kind of penicillin-like drug. And we also say, okay, let us try now to resistant staphylococcus that are a huge healthcare problem.
Such as MRSA.
MRSA. And with ticagrelor, MRSA didn't grow, and that was exceptional. And again, it was even more active than vancomycin.
So more so than one of the few antibiotics that's left when you've got resistant bacteria called vancomycin, which hurts your kidneys and is quite a toxic drug, it was more effective than vancomycin.
That's absolutely true. And also what we observed, something very interesting, was the fact that ticagrelor can increase the bactericidal activity of other drugs like rifampin or ciprofloxacin, etc., or vancomycin, meaning that you can add ticagrelor with other drugs but at a lower dosage to get the same effectiveness. And that's very important in practice.
And is it just staphylococcus or what about other bacteria as well?
No, we also observe this against enterococcus. Enterococcus are often resistant to conventional antibiotic.
These are bugs in your bowel.
And enterococcus, they are sometimes very aggressive. For instance, developing infective endocarditis, so an infection at the level of the valve in the heart. This is a deadly disease. It's about 20-40% mortality rate. So enterococcus are very aggressive. And we observed that ticagrelor was very active against enterococcus and even the resistant strain.
And have you tried this in animals?
Yeah, we did this in mice and ticagrelor at a dosage that is almost similar to what you get in human beings. We observed a significant decrease in the amount of infection in the mice.
This sounds almost too good to be true. When you look at people who are on ticagrelor because they've got a stent in or they've had a bypass or they've had a heart attack, have you seen any resistant bacteria? Because every antibiotic known to humankind has got resistant bacteria developed to it. Have you found resistance to ticagrelor in the experiments so far? Because you've got millions of people around the world who are taking ticagrelor every day of their lives.
Yeah, that was my main concern when we observed this, that we conducted a study trying to see if there was any resistance induced by ticagrelor. And in fact, there isn't, as compared to the other drugs. And that's of major importance for healthcare.
Two questions. One is this a new class of antibiotic? And how can you say that if you don't know how it works?
We don't know yet exactly how it works, but when we look at the mechanisms, that it's totally different from the antiplatelet activity. And when we look at some experiments that we perform, it looks like this is a new mechanism, meaning if you have a new mechanism, you have a new class of drugs. So, and maybe from that you can derive really new antibiotics.
And what would it take for ticagrelor to be approved as an antibiotic?
We cannot, because we would need to administer high dosage of ticagrelor with a risk of bleeding. So the idea would be to change the molecule or the metabolite in order to get the antibiotic property without
the antiplatelet effect.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Look, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrizio Lancelotti is Professor of Cardiology at the University of Liège in Belgium. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report. See you next week.